Carl-Johan Hagman, CEO, Shipping, Drilling and Ferries at Stena. Welcome to the Zero Vision Tool Radio, interviewing at the conference Motorways at the Sea in Gothenburg. Can you please introduce yourself and your role at the Motorways of the Sea?
My name is Carl Hagman. I'm head of shipping activities in the Stena Group, which consists of ferries, of tankers, and of offshore drilling units. I've been talking here about the effects of SECA and how we're reacting to those new challenges.
What's your view on the growth areas in the Baltic Sea?
Well, the Baltic Sea is interesting. I think traditionally it has had a node for both transportation and for shipping. More recently, I think we are struggling, partially that we have zero growth in Europe compared to sort of 3% in America or 5-6% out in China and Asia. And of course, therefore, the background is difficult. Also, much trade is Russian. And of course, with the embargo situation that we have now, it sort of adds another challenge. But definitely, it's an interesting part of the world and a very important part of Europe, even though we're in the short term have our challenges.
Can you give us some words about your keynote speech on the topic shipping situation in ECA?
Well, from our ferry business, we have quite a large exposure within the new SECA area as of 1st of January this year. And I guess the immediate effect is that we will have a cost increase in our company of about 500 million Swedish kroners, which is a major challenge. And we're currently in negotiations with our largest customers on how to share this cost. This will make Scandinavian industry so much less competitive, and that is a challenge not only for us in the shipping industry, but I guess for the whole region. Having said that, though, we now have to of course adopt and adjust to this new reality, and therefore we're looking at a number of technical solutions. We're not going for one solution. We're looking at methanol, which we think is very exciting because we think that really is maybe the end solution and could be used globally. We're also installing scrubbers on some of our vessels. We are looking at LNG conversion on existing vessels, but also for new buildings. But the main solution will actually be to move from heavy fuel oil to marine gas oil, and that entails this sort of 500 million Swedish kroner cost increase, which really is the struggle now.
Is there something you want to tell the listeners about?
Well, how I think the shipping industry is a fantastic industry to be in. We've had phenomenal growth, and it is completely globalized. The only way we can succeed from a Swedish and a European point of view is if we have a level playing field. That means that legislation needs to be global. If we are not successful with global legislation, at least it needs to be EU-wide. The SECA that we now have is really a regional legislation, and that is precisely what the shipping industry has difficulty to adopt to, because what it does, it gives us a competitive disadvantage in an otherwise very global industry. So it really is about how we, together with the Motorways of the Seas project and the TEN-T initiatives, can somehow manage to retain European growth and a European shipping industry, despite now having world-class environmental requirements. That's the short term. In the long term, of course, what we are is we're addressing the ultimate challenge of shipping, and that is the emission side. With the SECA, it'll definitely show that shipping is the most sustainable way of transporting goods around the world. So in the long term, this is a positive move.
Where do we go from here on the global scale?
Well, what we hope, of course, is that we will have globally cohesive legislation, and we'll just see how fast our legislators will move. We think we need time to adapt. We now have to sort of manage this area. But over the longer time span, if we believe that we're just in the beginning of globalization, and that will mean continued significant increase of ocean transportation, of course the rest of the world also has to address its emission issues in the same way that we're now doing in Northern Europe.
What's your experience of the conference Motorways of the Sea so far?
I think it's cool that we're in Gothenburg and that Gothenburg still has the power to attract an international audience, and that we are a center for shipping and shipping discussions on a EU and on a global level. So as a Swede and as a citizen of Gothenburg, I'm actually very proud and happy today.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.